This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in the capital Accra. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. P. Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. Mr. Modi has since left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to the Caribbean nation by an Indian Prime Minister in two decades. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management systems for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. The Defence Ministry said these procurements will provide higher mobility, effective air defence, better supply chain management and augment the operational preparedness of the armed forces. National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, has suspended a contractor, authority engineer and NHAI official for the distressed condition of pavement at some locations on the Amritsar-Jamnagar corridor section in Gujarat. According to NHAI, the instant failure of pavement crust has been caused due to defects in aggregate interlayer, cement-treated base and poor drainage. Total length of Amritsar-Jamnagar economic corridor in Gujarat is 130 kilometres and length of the distressed pavement crust is 1.35 kilometres. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sirsa said, the Delhi government will clean the environment of the national capital and will not allow the vehicles of the city to be confiscated. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal has inaugurated the 29th International Conference and Exhibition on Broadcast and Media Technology, BES Expo 2025 in New Delhi. In his address yesterday, Mr. Sehgal said digital infrastructure in the country has grown many folds in the last 10 years. He said the onset of new technologies in communication and broadcasting has brought convergence, digitization and democratization of content. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said broadcasting media landscape is changing rapidly. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Goa, Gujarat and Northeast India during the next 6 days. It has also predicted light to moderate rainfall at many places in southern peninsula, Lakshadweep, western Himalayan region, during the next 7 days. Fishermen have been advised to avoid venturing along and off the coast of Gujarat, Konkan and Goa coasts for the next few days. In cricket, Shubman Gill made history as the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double century in a test match in England. His brilliant 269-run innings powered India to 587 in their first innings against England on day two on the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. England lead the five-match series 1-0 after winning the first test at Headingley. And that is the end of this news bulletin.